I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Dear Zindagi, kaisi ho tum? These letters matter so much to me, Zindagi, for they allow me to check in on my mental health. You know the lifestyle I lead and how stressful it can be. You have read my letters, so you know what I am talking about. The stress is sometimes unimaginable and it often results in severe lack of confidence, especially exacerbated by being constantly updated with the progress or successes of others. And for the last few months, I have been doubting my accomplishments tremendously, thinking I don't deserve the success or the praise that I have been receiving at all. I have been feeling like a fraud, dear Zindagi. Don't worry, I haven't kept these worries to myself. I have been sharing them with my close friends, and it was only yesterday that my best friend informed me that I might be dealing with imposter syndrome. After hearing me properly and even analyzing all my symptoms and behavioral traits, she came to this conclusion that despite external validation and the evidence of accomplishments, I am feeling worthless and unworthy of praise. That, my dear Zindagi, is imposter syndrome. So I thought, why not share about my feelings with you? Since I started reading about this term, Zindagi, all my behavioral antics have started making sense. If and when I have had any success in the last few months, I have called it luck or good timing. Anytime somebody, even if close to me, has called me intelligent or competent, I have played it down or shrugged it off. The term that impacts women every day, Zindagi, isn't a disorder, but something we all suffer from. The term was founded in 1978 and makes you wonder whether the cause of your promotion was that they couldn't find a better candidate, or that considering you bagged a new client, it must have been on their negligence or lack of research, rather than on your hard work. Well, Zindagi, if you are wondering that imposter syndrome is self-created, it is not. But yes, it is a reaction to certain circumstances or situations. As I read more about it, Zindagi, I realized that a tendency towards perfectionism, fear of failure, undermining one's achievements, etc. are all indicators of the syndrome. And is it overwhelming or what? Imposter syndrome causes stress, anxiety, low self-esteem, shame, and in extreme cases, depression too. No wonder, Zindagi, I have been dealing with the dark cloud over my head since a couple of months now. And of course, it is a vicious cycle, for you are scared, so you don't explore more. Because your self-esteem is low, you don't grab new opportunities due to the fear of failure. Now comes the big question, Zindagi. What can we do about it? Well, first, remember that it isn't a disorder, which means that it can be cured faster and maybe by ourselves only. I have seen that voicing my fears or sharing about them with my friends and peers does help. Quite a lot, actually. One can seek a mentor or a safe group discussion forum online. Remember, Zindagi and dear listeners, that we aren't alone in this. Also, I have been trying this new thing, where I write down all my achievements, skills, and successes in my diary. It is reaffirming, Zindagi, and indeed reassuring too, to see what I've actually got. Lastly, build that support system that can give you feedback, listen to you, reason with you and validate your efforts. Honestly, of course. Zindagi, if there is one thing that I would like to remind myself of, is that I am better than I think I am. I am smart, talented, passionate. I'm a whole person with a lot of value and worth. Much more than I credit myself for. Bas, Zindagi, If in this Mental Health Awareness Month, I can remember that I am here for a reason and that my efforts and their fruits are granted to me for a reason too, I think I would have progressed quite a lot. Rest, I will keep talking to you, my favorite and most trusted support system. I will see you in another letter very soon. Apna khayal rakhna, tumhari chhaya.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.